I'm Rona Tarrant. New Jersey's Catholic Diocese have released the names of 188 priests and deacons who have been credibly accused of sexually abusing children over decades. The release was the result of an internal review that was spurred by a law enforcement investigation announced last year. Most of the priests on the list have died, though 79 are living. Bishops said in letters that none of the priests were working in their diocese. An independent investigation into an encounter that went viral between Catholic high school students, a Native American tribal leader, and members of another protest group on the Lincoln Memorial Grounds in Washington in January has found no evidence that the students of Kentucky's Covington Catholic High School issued offensive or racist statements. A report on the investigation was released by the Covington Diocese yesterday. Covington Bishop Roger Foyce had written to parents of the high school students, telling them the results would exonerate the students of wrongdoing. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump's former election campaign chief, Paul Manafort, breached his plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller by lying to prosecutors. U.S. District Court Judge Amy Berman Jackson ruled that Manafort made multiple false statements to the FBI, Mueller's office, and a grand jury. Manafort was convicted of financial fraud in August and accepted a plea deal on other charges in return for cooperating with Mueller's investigation. The Mexican Bishops' Conference has confirmed that 152 priests have been removed from ministry for sexually abusing minors. In a statement, the conference published the figure while promising to continue the effort to have complete understanding of cases of child sexual abuse in the country. The Bishops' Conference promised zero tolerance on the issue of child abuse by clergy and said it released the figures in the interest of transparency. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.